Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
Joined now by the professor, Paul Markle, from Student of the Gun. I would say fresh back from SHOT Show, except you got back from SHOT Show a week ago. But you've been training, right? You've been training people in between now and then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had it was a long trip. We were on the road for 10 days, I guess. But yeah, we drove into Beretta. You know, the Italian gun maker,
right.
And their partner companies. Beretta is a big corporation. They own Norma Ammunition, and they recently acquired Steiner Optics and Tika and Sacco. Anyway, so they hosted an event on the Sunday before SHOT Show. It was a big range event, and that was really cool. We got to test out and shoot their shotguns and pistols and Tika rifles and Sacco rifles and optics and so forth. And so that worked out really well. And then, of course, SHOT officially started on Tuesday, but we always take the Monday as kind of a prep and get ready kind of a day, you know. And one of the things that we started doing, 10, 12, 15, it's been a long time, is doing the pre-SHOT cigar night. So Monday night we do cigar time, and we just kind of relax and have some quality time with our friends, and it's quiet before the storm.
Where do you go for that?
We've been going to a place called Casa Fuente, which is in the Caesars. It's in the Caesars Forum Shops, and they've been there for a long time. They've been there for over 20 years, but the company or the people or whatever that own the mall are trying to drive them out. A few years ago, some of the local merchants complained that they could smell the cigar smoke. So they had to shut down, and they put in a whole new HVAC system and so they could suck the smoke out, you know, and all that. Well, we come to discover since the last time we were there, they have a store and a bar and like a little area where you can sit. But then they also have a patio that's right outside of the front doors, which is next to a fountain, and it's by the escalator. Well, you can't smoke on the patio now, which was about half their capacity for seating. So the mall cut their capacity in half, and they told them that they couldn't stay open past 9 p.m., regardless. And this is Las Vegas we're talking about here. You know, it's Las Vegas.
They cleared out the meth dealers and the fentanyl dealers off the street.
Yeah, you know, that's the crazy thing. It's like you've got gang activity, you've got theft, down by the old convention center in the Stratosphere,
right.
You don't dare park a vehicle there. You don't dare park a vehicle there because it's going to get broken into. It's, you know, there are some places in Vegas that are like San Francisco, where if you leave anything in your vehicle, it's going to be gone in the morning when you come out. So, but their big concern is Casa Fuente and the people who smoke cigars. Yeah, you're right. So,
I was about to say, who cares? Every time when I would stay at Treasure Island, I would walk across the walkway to get to the Sands.
Yeah,
I would get stoned on my way because everybody would be smoking dope down below me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, you know, everywhere you go, you smell the skunkweed out on the streets.
Right.
You know, now, the Venetian Hotel is a little bit higher class. But if you stay someplace like Harrah's or further down the strip, you walk through the hotel hallways and you can smell it. You smell the dope.
Yeah.
And they're fine with that. Oh, but don't you light up a cigar. Oh, yeah. Mean, yeah, whatever. It's ridiculous.
A little too much correctness there.
Yeah, we had a good time, though. We had several friends that joined us, Jared and I, for cigar night. And then we kicked it off Tuesday morning. And I think, I don't know if I told you or not, but we had three different book signings scheduled for the show. So Tuesday, we did a book signing at the Carr Arms booth. And then Wednesday, we did one at the Double Tap Ammunition booth. And then Thursday, we capped it off. We did one at the Galco Holsters booth. And that was all for the How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL book.
Right. How's that one doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you know, obviously the first month that a book is out, it spikes and, you know, you kind of get your peak. But sales are steady and I'm happy with it. I'm trying to catch up to my friend Nicholas Orr. That man is a writing fool.
Right. Yeah. My thought on it was just the title of the book itself would be, I'd buy it just to read into that, just to see how I shoot better than a Navy SEAL. How do I learn how to do that? Because I've heard they shoot good.
You heard that, huh?
I'm not trying to be facetious or anything either.
No, the book's all about the road to mastery and how you get on it. And the fact is, it's open to everyone, but it requires dedication and effort and focus. And focus. And that's something that Americans are sorely lacking, I believe, is focus.
Did you see anything you liked?
That is a great question. And, oh, yeah, I saw something I really liked. It was the Mac Arms Military Armament Corporation. They've got a bunch of guns. But one thing that they've started to do, and I think it's really cool, is they're pairing the knives, classic knives and knife designs, with the guns. So you and I talked about it a few months ago. They reinvigorated the Gerber Mark II, the Vietnam era Gerber Mark II that's been discontinued for, I guess, almost 20 years now.
Right.
So they did a reproduction of that. Well, they're bringing in an Inglis, INGLIS. You remember the Inglis High Powers?
Yeah.
The P-35s? Well, they have, I think, four or five different versions of P-35 High Power now, and they're pairing it with a Fairbairn and Sykes. They're calling it the FS Fighting Knife. A Fairbairn, basically, it's a faithful reproduction of the Fairbairn and Sykes knife, which to somebody who grew up in the Cold War and studying Fairbairn and Sykes and so forth, that's pretty cool to me. I was pretty excited about that.
Do they have anything there to explain who Bruce Fairbairn was?
Well, no. No.
Anyway. Did you go
see... I guess it's one of those, if you know, you know.
Did you go see the... I sort of want to try this. The Daniel Defense H9. Did you go look at that?
No. I didn't get over there and look at it. It's the Hudson. I mean, they bought the licensing for the Hudson pistol. And the Hudson pistol, there's a lot of reasons that it didn't succeed. I don't think one of the reasons that it didn't succeed was because it didn't work. I think it just didn't succeed because they weren't able to market it. And, bless Daniel Defense's heart. That is cool for them. But in a world where there are a ton of $499 9mm pistols that run and that are rock solid, how do you get someone to pay a grand for a 9mm pistol?
That's it. Well, it's, what, $1,300?
That's not a race gun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a Staccato.
Hold on right there, if you will be so kind. Talking to Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com is his website. You can find all kinds of stuff there, including how to shoot better than a Navy SEAL. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. And we were talking SHOT Show, but I know you want to go in some other direction. So which direction would you like to go in, sir?
Oh, well, let me see. Let's go ahead and finish up the SHOT Show things. Well, during the break, I I pulled up Daniel Defense's website and I misspoke. It's not a $1,000 pistol. It's $1,299 MSRP.
$1,300. That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, $1,300. So, you know, and that's neat and all. But seriously, how in the world right now where you can get, you know, a G45, which holds 17 rounds plus, you can get a Mate, which holds 17 or 18, you know, rounds plus, in the $400 to $500 range. I mean, geez, you could get 2.5 Glocks for the price of one. I don't know. Maybe it's a status thing. Maybe people just buy them so they can tell their friends that they have one. But
on the one hand, I looked at the gun, and for me, I told the guys at Staccato I would love to see a striker fired polymer pistol with a single action trigger like a Staccato would have in it. And they actually built one that they built in conjunction with Daytonics or Deltonic or whoever it was for the
Daytonics,
for the Army trials. They actually built one, but it never saw production again, and it fell out before they made the final choice. So,
yeah. Oh, you're never going to sell something like that to the Army.
Yeah. So, to that end, I don't know how much that would have cost, but to your point of how that's going to work, I don't know. That would be bad if the design failed twice with two different manufacturers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, and maybe they know something that I don't, but the market right now is stagnant. The gun market is stagnant.
Let me ask you a question about the gun market. How is it that we've had 50 something months now, or 49 months, or whatever it is, over 1 million guns sold per month, and we're saying the market is stagnant?
Well, one thing is I think a lot of the people, that panic bought guns, they were the "I need to get a gun," right? They're the "I need to get a gun" people. They're not in our camp. They're not dedicated shooters. They're not dedicated, you know, people that go and train all the time. They're not the guys that are like, "Well, I bought this one, now I need to get that one." You know, they're not like guitar players that start out with one and then they have six. A lot of these people just bought a gun because they felt like they had to have a gun.
Right.
And so they did. And now they check that block, and then they don't need any more.
Right.
Now, that's not everybody, but it's a lot. And I talked to some manufacturers, and they said, and a lot of the people that, like, your liberal Democrats that bought guns because they thought they needed one, and then they didn't use it or didn't need it for 2 years. You know, they bought it in the summer of 2020 when they're panicking. He said a lot of those are going into the used gun market now. You know, they're like, "Well, I haven't used this, and I don't know if I'm," you know, they're not necessarily, I mean, when people just buy things out of fear as opposed to education, that's a big difference, in the end user and the consumer. So a lot of those are going into the used gun market. And then if you look at if you follow the online retailers, the Classics and the AIM Surpluses and the this and the that and the da da da, the police traded market is crazy right now. They're practically giving away guns. It's insane. So when they're giving away guns, I mean, well, you can go to AIM Surplus and buy I got one of their flyers this morning in the mail. A police trade-in P320 SIG for $399, right? And so how do you sell a $1,000 9mm gun when people can get, you know, stuff like that for $399?
So they're saying it's the used gun market that is pushing it then.
You got the used gun market, you got the fact that, yeah, you had all these first time gun buyers, but are they part of the crowd? Are they part of the group? Are they part of, you know, you and I probably own more than one gun each. You know, that, how do you convert those people? And, you know, everyone's bored with the, you know, Americans are jaded. Americans are jaded and they're spoiled. They're spoiled by excess. That's what jaded means. But, and they're so, not just jaded, but it's this, They get so bored easily. They need constant distraction. So the AR market is over now too. It's not over, but I mean, it's nowhere like it was 5 years ago. And so how do you get people to buy stuff? Well, I don't know if you saw the various postings, but there was either five or six companies that came out with either a new style or traditional style lever action,
yeah,
like Smith,
yeah,
or all these quote unquote tactical lever actions.
Yeah.
You know, these lever actions with the aluminum fore ends and skeletonized stocks and stuff like that. And then you got a couple of companies like Bond Arms, and making a lever action that use AR Max. You know,
Henry's is doing it. But I guess my question is that, I don't know, from a certain standpoint, I look at the, I understand about the used gun market. I get that part of it and everything else, but, there's still people wanting new guns.
Yeah, there are, here's what's the reality of it is Bill, is our industry grew too fast. It grew too big, too fast. And it grew based on a number of unnatural factors. If we go way back to 2004, the expiration of the illegal and unconstitutional assault weapons ban, and that also coincided with the global war on terror, where we were spending the U.S. government spending billions on everything, not just guns, but guns, ammunition, uniforms, gear, load-bearing gear, backpacks, boots, gloves, helmets, blah, 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 all this stuff. So everybody, I mean, the number of companies are making tactical clothes exploded overnight. The number of companies making, you know, tactical gear and load-bearing vests and so forth. Then we had obviously the Obama panic, which was another fear buy thing. And then here during COVID, we had another fear-based bubble. But the thing is none of those things were natural.
No, hang on right there.
They were all unnatural. Right,
we're coming up on the break. Definitely a good conversation. Paul Markle is the professor. He is the original student of the gun, which both of those things I wish I'd stolen, but I never got to him. He got to him first. And along with that, though, he brings a level of expertise to it and a level of practical fundamentals that you would be good to learn something because it will serve you well throughout your time, no matter what it is. And he teaches things like first aid and shooting and all these other things. So we'll continue this conversation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. President Biden expressing his dissatisfaction with humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. In Georgia, a judge has ruled that remarks supposedly made by former President Trump do not qualify for protection under the First Amendment. The judge specified that these alleged comments were made in furtherance of criminal activity. Trump's motion to dismiss the election interference case against him was unsuccessful. Bill Clinton plans to publish a memoir titled Citizen, My Life After the White House later this year. It will follow his biography in 2004, My Life. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back. This is Lock and Load talking to the professor. We were having sort of a back and forth because he actually, you deal with more manufacturers than I do, but I mean the manufacturers that I deal with all, and I mean some of, we have a few in common, like Spikes Tactical. Do you see any of them cutting back on research and development right now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. What we're doing, what the situation we're in right now, is there are more companies making stuff than there are customers to fulfill the, you know, there's more holster companies, there's more accessory companies, there's more, you know, the only thing we're not making more of than we need is ammunition. And, you know, of course the choke point for ammunition is powder and primers. It's not cases and it's not projectiles. It's powder and primers. And, you know, we still haven't fixed the situation that we started last year. Whereas, you know, it's like oil refineries. You know, someone would ask you like, oh, the price of gas is dirt. And he's like, yeah, when's the last time we built a new refinery in the United States? And you'd be hard pressed to answer that, because every time a company wants to build a refinery, the EPA goes up their rectum with a microscope and they won't give them permits. So the exact same situation is with powder manufacturers. Like, a company can't just have capital and say, oh, well, we're going to build a new powder plant. No, they got to get EPA approval. And the EPA is like, you know, it's like trying to, you know, get term limits passed in Congress. It just doesn't happen. And because of that, we're still reliant on overseas propellant powder, like from Europe, Canada, Australia. But the Canadian and the Australian, I talked to ammo manufacturers and they said, like, nearly 100% of the powder manufactured in Australia and Canada is being designated for either existing contracts or military contracts. It's not like they have a bunch of surplus. And so we're reliant, you know, American manufacturers are reliant on purchasing propellant powder from what they can make here in America and in Europe. But do I need to tell you what's going on in Europe? I mean, are we paying attention? Things are not all like happy rainbow unicorn farts in Europe right now.
Well, it depends on which part you're talking about. Are you talking about the submergence of the entire European culture due to Islamism's getting in the way, or to the Ukraine thing?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I just saw a week before shot that the German defense chancellor or whatever outlined a plan for their war against Russia. Like, you people are insane. You're literally, and I really believe that the European Union is going to push for a war with Russia to cover up the fact that they're bankrupt, to distract the people from the fact that they're bankrupt.
Right.
So all those things, you know, they all play together. But, you know, right now, manufacturers, our industry is crazy. Our industry is run by crazy people because when sales are down, the first thing they do is they cut advertising and marketing, which is the exact opposite of correct. If you went to business school, if you went to business 101,
yeah,
and they're like, okay, our sales are down, what do we do? I mean, that's like U.S. Postal Service type mentality there. It's like, well, our sales are down, what do we do?
I'm glad you said that, because you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Let's raise our prices and reduce our service. Let's reduce the service and raise the prices. That's how we fix when our sales are down.
Right.
And so what's going to happen in our industry is there's going to be a big purge. There's going to be, I don't know, a bloodletting, a culling, or whatever you want to call it, where companies are just going to start falling by the wayside because there's not enough customers to support that number of fill in the blank parts companies, accessory companies, holster companies, whatever. I mean, case in point, we've got American ammo companies, Federal, Remington, CCI, Speer, all on the auction block for, it looks like it's a done deal that CZ is going to buy them. How do we get to that point?
CZ is going to buy them?
I think CZ, yeah, I think
did CZ just get bought?
No, CZ just bought Colt.
But, I mean, CZ just got, they just fired everybody in Kansas City and moved the operation somewhere else.
Well, you know, the parent company in Czechoslovakia, I'm sorry, the Czech Republic. You know, the parent company in the Czech Republic, it looks like they're going to acquire them. You know, the Vista Outdoor Group, which was huge and going gangbusters 10 years ago, now they're breaking them up. You know, they've gutted their accessory and you know, their line. They own Blackhawk, they own Hoppies, they own, who else do they own? They own a bunch of accessory companies, and then they own the ammo company. So they divided the ammo and the accessory companies. And the reality is that the employees, a lot of the employees, had their resumes polished up when they got the shot because they're moving on. They're moving on because they see the writing on the wall. And, so they're moving on. So, I mean, I'm not trying to impress people, but the reality of the situation is you can't have an industry that's based on fear or panic sales or whatever. That's not a stable market.
The biggest gun distributor in the state of South Carolina went out of business when Trump won the presidency because they had been stockpiling AR-15s.
You're talking about Ellett Brothers.
They had been stockpiling.
Yeah, I used to have an account with Ellett Brothers 30 years ago.
They had been stockpiling AR-15s in anticipation of the coronation of Hillary Clinton. Then she lost.
Right.
So then, for whatever reason, everybody just decided at that moment that the AR market cratered because of this. But it didn't crater because of it. It cratered because they overbought and they really saturated the market with a bunch of them. And
right,
you can buy pretty decent ones out for $350, right?
I don't know how long those things will last, but you know, they were panic buying.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, they're trying to anticipate this. They're trying to, and it wasn't just Ella Brothers. There was actually three distributors. I can't remember all three of them, but Ella Brothers, I remember that specifically because I used to have an Ella Brothers account with the big old fat, thick catalog,
right?
You know, back in the 90s. There were several of those that went out of business. And I was actually talking to another guy in the industry, and he said that those distributors, those wholesaler distributors, are going to go out of business because they've gotten greedy, and they're choking the manufacturers. They're going to the manufacturers saying, hey, if we buy from you, this is the discount we need. We have to have this discount or we're not buying from you. And with the availability of online sales and direct to market sales, direct to customer sales,
right?
A lot of these companies, these manufacturers, are going to be like, "All right, fine, go pound sand, you know, urinate up a rope or whatever you want to do," and you're going to see those companies go out because a lot of manufacturers now are gearing up to go direct to customer marketing with these. You know, like I said, the classic firms and the AIM surpluses and the this and the that, you know, all these different.
Right.
So that in itself, that's changing the game too.
Well,
that's another game.
I'm going to give you my thought on the panic buying in just a minute. We're coming up on the next break. And Paul writes a lot of books. And he did a lot of book signings at SHOT Show. You can find all of his books at Student of the Gun and at Amazon. And he does partner up with some other people from time to time, which he can tell you about those if he wants to. But all I can tell you is studentofthegun.com is a hub where you can find material, things you might need. You can find training. You can find video. Anything you want, it is the place to go for the things you might need. So studentofthegun.com, that's where you need to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last time on The Firing Line, talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We've been talking about panic buying, but you know, but isn't that sort of being what I don't know what it is about us, right? I live in the South, in the Southeast, and I have delivered over the course of time bread and milk. And in South Carolina, if they say snow, I mean, it was just about so bad when I was delivering bread that you know, it'd be like marauding hordes of blue-haired old ladies trying to sideswipe me with their Buicks to knock me off the road to get to my bread. We need the bread. Get us the bread. Panic buying, or like the toilet paper with the whole COVID thing. I never understood.
Yeah, yeah. It was silly.
Yeah. But this is what we do. This is what happens with it. Now, I don't know what happens with the secondary toilet paper market or the secondary bread market when you buy it and then realize you didn't need that much of it. I understand what you're saying about the secondary gun market, but are we saying that most of these people that are buying guns, that we don't have 15 million new gun owners now? Is that what we're saying with that?
No, not necessarily. They are, but they're not. You know, back in the old days, see, the thing is, we geared up during GWAT, then during the Obama panic, then during the Biden panic. We geared up, and a lot of the industry acted and behaved like it was just gonna, like the sales are just going to climb and climb and climb and like forever.
Right.
And that's just not reality. And every industry, whether it's the automobile industry or you know, appliance industry or whatever, everybody knows that it, you know, it ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. And if you're smart, during the good times, you sock money aside, you put it aside, understanding that the bubble is going to burst. And I don't know how, you know, that's the thing, is a lot of our people in our industry are really good at making stuff, and they're really terrible at running businesses. That is the history of the gun industry, of the outdoor shooting sports industry. They're fantastic at making stuff, and they're not so great at operating businesses. And so when everybody's fat and happy and everybody's buying, they're like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden, everything turns, the economy turns, you know, people, and they're like, what's going on? You know, ask somebody who's been in the auto business for 30 years. And who's still open, you know, whose doors are still open about, you know, the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride, you know, that you have to go through.
You make a very good point, though, because one of the things that I've seen, like with the gun companies when it comes to advertising, they don't understand that the way you stay solid and steady is to separate yourself from the herd.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be that company that people remember.
Yeah, and they seem to move with this herd mentality to where if the economy takes a downturn, slight or extreme, they'll just shut up shop. And when that happens, normally I'll ask whoever's representing me at the time. I'll be like, so are they still in business? And they'll be like, well, yeah. I'll be like, so why wouldn't they advertise? Why do they want to be in business and not advertise? Do they think everybody knows they're out there now? And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I do not.
That would be like Coca-Cola coming out and saying, you know what? Everybody knows that Coca-Cola exists. Everybody knows who we are.
Sure.
Cancel our ads. Just no more billboards, no more TV commercials, no more nothing. Right. Everybody knows who we are. They're going to come buy our product. And that's just not the case. But you can't talk to these people. They cry. They want to sell you this sad story about the economy's down and blah 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 blah. It's down for everybody. But before we run out of time, and we always do, brother, let's talk about something that's really positive.
Okay.
We went and we did the SHOT Show. It was a good show for us. I mean, I got to see a lot of people that I needed to talk to. I wanted to talk to. For me, the SHOT Show is people. It's not really about toys or whatever. It's about people.
Sure.
And so we did that, and then we stayed in that area. Basically, we left our hotel on Friday in Las Vegas, and we drove 20 minutes south, depending on traffic, but to Boulder City, where the Pro Gun Club is. And coincidentally, the Pro Gun Club is the one that hosted the Beretta event that we went to the previous week.
That's a great place. I love them.
Yeah, every year at SHOT, somebody rents it out, and this year it was Beretta, and it looks like this will be them next year. So we did our student of the gun martial application of the pistol 201, which is a 2-day, 16-hour class, and we had 15 students come, fantastic students. It was great because the weekend before it was rainy and drizzly and cold, and the weekend after SHOT, the sun was out. It got up to like 60 or 62. It was a little bit windy, but it was a really fantastic class. A lot of good students. And our calendar, Student of the Gun University, we've got a full calendar. We've got a calendar of events. We've got rifle classes, pistol classes, shotgun classes. We've got the high elevation rifle that we do every year in Wyoming at our long distance range. And we're coming to, because there is still snow on the, dude, we got 8 inches of snow yesterday. It's insane. But even though Punxsutawney Phil said, hey man, early spring, like, well, that was maybe, but we got 8 inches of snow.
Not in Utah.
So we are traveling in March. We're going to Camden, Tennessee, and Tactical Response is hosting us for our 2-day pistol class. And then we're going to be departing there, driving back down into Mount Enterprise, Texas, which is near Nacogdoches, basically to East Texas. It's driving distance from Oklahoma. It's driving distance from Arkansas. It's driving distance from Louisiana. And we're going to be doing a 2-day pistol, and we added a 2-day rifle as well. And that's the third, it's like the 19th to the 22nd is where we're going to be in Mount Enterprise. So I don't think I need to tell you that Texas is being invaded, that these illegals are not here. These illegal invaders are not here to pick fruit and send money home to their families in Guadalajara. They're here to dominate us. They're like, it's we're experiencing a European invasion, and they're coming here not to take free money and to disrupt our society. You know, we just witnessed that, and that was not a one-off. That's not an individual. You're going to see that times 100, times 1,000 in the coming years.
Did you see how much money Washington State diverted of their COVID emergency money to give to the illegals?
No, and I don't even want to know what those scumbag communists are doing.
$340 million.
$340 million taxpayer dollars, yep, to illegal invaders.
Right, and that's supposed to be COVID, yep, relief money. So apparently they were already fairly well relieved. So.
So, yeah, we're what they say. My dear departed friend James, he said that don't mess with Texas is only half of the sentence. He's like, the full sentence is don't mess with Texas or Tennessee will come and kick your ass. That's the full sentence. So we're going to Tennessee first, and we're going to spin those guys up. We're going to do training, and then we're going to Texas. So, you know, if you're listening, if you're in the Texas area, if you're in Louisiana, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in Arkansas, if you're in Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, you know, Indiana, Mississippi, Alabama, you know how to read a globe. You know how to read a map.
Yep.
Go to SOTGU.com. That's Student of the Gun University. And get into one of our classes. And, of course, once the weather warms up, we'll be doing pistol, rifle, shotgun, rifle classes in both Utah and Wyoming all summer long.
Are you going to be at Tactical Response at about the same time Super Dave's going to be there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
When's it?
I don't know. I think he's
probably not at the same time.
Well, I don't see why you wouldn't coordinate that and make some chili or something. Anyway. Yeah, because Super Dave loves Mr. Markle's chili. We're going to run out of time before as it goes, you know, we need to do this kind of conversation a little bit more because I really enjoyed this one. Not to say that I don't enjoy the other ones, Paul, but, I mean, normally after we do this, Paul will send me a text, and if he enjoyed himself, he'll just send me a two-word text, good talk. So I'll be seeing. I'll be waiting to see. I'll be waiting to see what happens with this one. But in any event, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Back again in about 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you would be so kind, remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.